From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 18th day of June 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The weather is at the top of the news again today as the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northeastern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, and for the southeast Catskills and the mid-Hudson Valley of east-central New York. Scattered to numerous thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon and this evening. Some of those thunderstorms may contain gusty winds and small hail, along with locally heavy downpours. Thunderstorms should move from west to east at 25 to 35 miles an hour. Locally heavy rainfall will also be possible from thunderstorms, which may result in ponding of water in low-lying poor drainage in urban areas. As for today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers before 11 a.m. More showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. and some of those storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. The temperature high for today will be near 78 degrees. Tonight, more showers and thunderstorms before midnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 55 degrees. We have a sunny forecast for the rest of the week and we'll cover that in a moment. But first, here is what's happening in the local news. At the top of the news, the New York State Legislature has restored the funding for COARC. Nathan Mayberg reports in the Register Star that the State Assembly voted unanimously on Monday to appropriate $90 million to the Office of People with Developmental Disabilities. This action will ensure Claverick-based COARC continues to receive its full rate of reimbursement from the state. COARC officials projected a loss of up to $1 million in funding as a result of the cuts in the state's 2014 budget. Legislators and Governor Andrew M. Cuomo agreed the funds would be restored from additional savings found through cost efficiencies, reducing administrative funding, and through audits of nonprofit agencies. If those savings are not realized, the rest of the money will be appropriated through the general fund. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. In more state-related news, Assemblymember Steve McLaughlin is considering running against the governor. Jimmy Vilken reports in the Times Union the State Assembly member Steve McLaughlin confirmed on Monday that he is considering a run against Governor Andrew M. Cuomo in 2014. McLaughlin's interest in running is fueled by his opposition to the New York State Act. He's quoted here as saying, "Could it be viewed as a David versus Goliath? Yes, but David won," end quote. He's also quoted in this article as saying, "I'm not a wallflower." McLaughlin gained attention for his willingness to criticize the governor, especially since the January passage of the SAFE Act. He said the state has 4 million gun owners, mostly living upstate, who would provide a natural support base. In addition to opposing the SAFE Act, McLaughlin says his basic message would be on economics. New York still ranks near last in the national rating of business climate. That full story you will find in today's Times Union. Finally in the news, good news for Catskill, as the state has forgiven $175,000 for their sewer project. William J. Kimmel reports in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has been notified that more than $175,000 in principle has been forgiven by the state for work done in the Simonton Sewer District. Town Supervisor Joseph Legios last week said the only expense remaining for the project will be $38,000 in interest payments. In 2009, the town was awarded federal economic stimulus money to help cover repairs for the 88-unit sewer system. State Department of Environmental Conservation officials had issued a notice of violation to the town because the system was releasing chemicals after sewage treatment was complete. Additional federal funding were required because problems persisted after the upgrades were completed. That full story you'll find in today's Daily Freeman. Well, our slogan for today's weather and the rest of the week is stormy today and sunny tomorrow. Today, the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook. We will be experiencing a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. But then, after 2 p.m., showers will be likely and possibly thunderstorms, and some of the storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. That chance of showers and thunderstorms will remain through tonight with a temperature low around 55 degrees. But then, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the clouds go away and the sun comes out. Tomorrow's forecast is for mostly sunny weather with a high near 76. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 50. Thursday, sunny again with a high near 79. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. Friday, sunny again with a high near 82 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Saturday is also shaping up to be a mostly sunny day with a high near 83 degrees, and Saturday night's weather will be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Showers does not return until Sunday, when there is a 30% chance of precipitation. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 84. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 64, and a 30% chance of showers will greet you for back to work Monday. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:34 p.m., providing us 15 hours and 16 minutes of sunlight. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 18th day of June 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.